So last Wednesday, quietly, while NATO was bombing pro-Qaddafi compounds in Libya and U.S. troops were conducting routine security operations on the streets of Baghdad, and the war in Afghanistan continued unabated, the first of the latest U.S. forces landed in northern Uganda. This is the Obama administration's first boots-on-the-ground initiative in Central Africa against the brutal Lord's Resistance Army. This latest initiative is expected to involve at least 100 troops. The LRA is engaged in a war against Uganda and its neighbors. It's led by a bloody messianic cult leader who kidnaps children, turns them into fighters, and is accused of wanton rape and murders, estimated at perhaps 30,000 dead. The LRA has been a target of human rights activists for more than a decade. Ugandans have pleaded with the international community to do something about the LRA. There have been U.S. counterterrorism teams in the country before now, but this latest effort by the U.S. may have less to do with the people of Uganda and more to do with fighting that old enemy of the U.S., Al-Qaeda. It's not being reported by the Washington Post and the New York Times. It's being reported by the scrappy independent Daily Maverick, a newspaper based in Johannesburg, South Africa. And joining us now is Simon Allison, Africa correspondent for the Maverick. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, John.
What do you think is going on here? Is this a pretext or a policy in Central Africa projecting a force into northern Uganda?
Look, I think it's about combining two birds with one stone. The LRA are bad guys. They are possibly the most dangerous terrorists in the world, bar none. Their body count for the last 10, 20 years and their consistency dwarfs that of Al-Qaeda. However, they don't seem to have much strategic influence on any of the sort of geopolitical situation that concerns the major powers. So they've largely been left to their own devices. Until now, the U.S. is sending in these men on the ground, and the timing of this move is somewhat suspicious. Basically, the U.S. is trying to fight a threat on multiple fronts in Africa. This is something that the U.S. Africa Command is very concerned about. This is the idea of an African supergroup, that has strong links to Al-Qaeda. And this would combine Al-Shabaab in Somalia, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, which operates in northwest Africa, and Boko Haram in Nigeria. And the sort of nightmare scenario is all these groups combining together to form some kind of Al-Qaeda supergroup.
Simon, there evidence that the LRA is involved in this supergroup, that the LRA would be linked with Al-Shabaab and the Maghrebi groups that you mentioned there?
No, absolutely not. The LRA functions very much as an independent entity. It's a strange, somewhat ethereal group that enjoys little to no popular support in any of the four countries in which it operates. But it's sort of violent tactics and its method of enslaving almost small children into their ranks at a very young age means that's how they generate their support.
All right. Well, we're talking with Simon Allison, who's Africa correspondent for the Daily Maverick. That's an online news source based in Johannesburg. Simon, then the question has to be, why would you go into northern Uganda to confront the LRA, a group that is perhaps not connected at all with Al-Qaeda, as a way of opening a front on these Al-Qaeda-related groups in Africa? What does it get you?
It's a good question. Basically, there are two reasons. Number one is actually not about Uganda at all. It's about Somalia. Now, the U.S., after their last intervention in Somalia, you know, the Black Hawk Down incident, that really scarred them, in my opinion, and I think it would be political suicide for America to send troops to deal with the Al-Shabaab threat. However, what they can do is encourage and incentivize Africa to send troops to deal with the threat on their behalf. Now, Uganda is the major contributor of soldiers to the African Union mission in Somalia. To reward them for this and possibly to incentivize Uganda to increase their troop contribution, America is helping Uganda deal with its own problems in Uganda. So that's one element. The next is that area of East Africa, we're talking Uganda, Central African Republic, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and the brand new nation of South Sudan. It's a very murky, misunderstood part of the world where The West has very little in the way of good intelligence. There's very little in the way of efficient intelligence services.
And so this would be a beachhead. This would be a beachhead, a way of establishing that intelligence. All right, well, I have to ask you, have you spoken with AFCOM or sources within the administration? Do they explicitly deny or give you even a no comment on the idea that this is about Al-Qaeda as much as it's about confronting the LRA?
No, they haven't. I've struggled to get through to AFCOM. But the AFCOM, it's been quite interesting watching their rhetoric over the last few months. And they have, especially the General Carter Ham, who's leading it, he has come out very strongly with these strongly worded warnings about this African supergroup, and particularly in the wake of Gaddafi's collapse and the sort of influx of militias and arms into parts of Africa. He's very worried about that and the possible impact that will have.
What do the people of Uganda think about this initiative? Are they hopeful that the U.S. can actually do something to roll up the LRA, or are they perhaps cynical that this is a pretext for something else?
Uganda have been struggling with LRA for nearly three decades now. They have been terrorizing the local population, so they welcome absolutely any help they can get. And even if this is just a pretext to get Al-Qaeda, if the U.S. can provide some support to deal with the LRA, it will be a fantastic victory, both politically and on the ground.
And do you expect that this is a more or less permanent basing of these troops in northern Uganda that will expand, as you say, to monitor a supergroup, but also may have more of a chance of actually helping the people of northern Uganda?
Yes, I would expect it. I mean, the troops aren't just being sentinel in Uganda. They're also being sent to the neighboring countries. So I do expect them to be staying there for a while and getting deeply involved in the regional issues.
All right. 100 U.S. troops beginning to arrive in northern Uganda, the first troops landing last Wednesday. We're talking with Simon Allison, an Africa correspondent for the Daily Maverick, a daily online news source in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you very much, Simon.
Thank you, John.
They're confronting those troops in northern Uganda, the LRA, that's the Lord's Resistance Army, which for more than a decade has kidnapped children, has fought Uganda and its neighbors, and is estimated to be responsible for the murder of at least 30,000 people.